Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
Hello Emma, and thanks for having me. Today we have an interesting topic to discuss.
Yes Daniel, we're going to talk about the latest developments in the Chinese instant retail market, and how it's affecting the industry.
Right, that's right. So the two big e-commerce giants, JD.com and Alibaba, are really stepping up their game in the instant retail market.
Yes, and they're offering huge discounts to attract customers, right? That's really interesting.
Exactly, and they're delivering food and consumer staples within 30 minutes. That's really fast, isn't it?
I see, so what's the competition like in this sector?
Well, it's been dominated by Meituan for the past few years, but now JD.com and Alibaba are trying to grab market share.
Wow, that's quite a big claim, right? So Alibaba is investing 7 billion into promoting its Taobao Shangu service.
Yes, and JD.com is investing $1.4 billion over the next year to expand its food delivery business.
That's a lot of money. I wonder how the market will respond to this.
Well, analysts say it's reminiscent of China's coupon war 10 years ago, when companies like Baidu, Alibaba and Meituan were fighting for market share.
That's interesting. So what's the forecast for the instant shopping market in China?
Goldman Sachs analysts forecast it to hit RMB 1.5 trillion by 2030, up from about RMB 600 million in 2024.
Wow, that is so cool. So the companies are spending a lot to get there.
Yes, they spent a combined 3 billion on food delivery and instant retail in the second quarter.
But are there any concerns about this competition?
Analysts are warning that the fight for China's instant delivery crown could be long and costly for the companies.
Right, and unlike the first wave of subsidy wars, the current battle is taking place against a backdrop of subdued consumer sentiment and a weak economy.
That's right, the delivery market is relatively mature, so there isn't the same level of upside as there was 10 years ago.
I see, so what's the impact on the company's share prices?
Alibaba's share price has dropped 25% since a mid-March high, and Meituan's and JD.com's have also fallen.
That's quite significant. So what are the companies doing to defend their market share?
Meituan has vowed to defend its business at any cost, and has increased consumer discounts and invested in centralized kitchens.
I see, and what about Alibaba and JD.com?
They've been emboldened by a recent government subsidy campaign for consumers to upgrade their electronics, which excluded Meituan and PDD Holdings platforms.
That's interesting. So how is JD.com doing in the food delivery market?
By June, it had hit an average of 25 MN daily food delivery orders, and its founder Richard Liu has made a return to public life.
Wow, that's quite a comeback. And what about Alibaba's new service?
Their Taobao Shangu service has increased competition, and one Meituan executive said it's made Alibaba a more potent competitor.
That's pretty intense. So what about the drivers? Are they being affected?
Yes, competition for riders has led Meituan to improve social security benefits for its couriers after JD.com rolled out driver incentives.
I see, and what about the regulatory environment?
Meituan's founder has publicly called for an end to the subsidy battles, urging regulators to intervene to stop the companies from distorting the market.
That's a bold move. So what do the experts say about the future of this market?
Chelsea Tam from Morningstar said Meituan's subsidies should help it stem losses, and its market share could fall to 60% over the next decade.
Right, and she also mentioned that Meituan still has the best service quality and assortment.
Exactly, it's important to keep subsidizing to solidify consumer loyalty.
I see, so it's a tough market, but Meituan still has an edge.
That's right, but it's still unclear how long the latest retail fight will last.
And the big players all have deep pockets to sustain this fight.
Yes, but whoever emerges on top may find it a Pyrrhic victory.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, the instant retail market in China is fast growing, but the competition is fierce and the stakes are high.
And the companies are investing heavily to gain market share.
Yes, but they also need to be careful about the impact on their profits and the overall market.
Right, so it's a balancing act between growth and sustainability.
Exactly, and we'll have to wait and see who comes out on top.
Well, that's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates on the aerospace industry.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye and have a great day.